Well, the Australian share market is set for a flat to slightly weaker open to trade on Friday. Spot futures haven't been a terribly reliable gauge recently, but they're down by around 4 points at the moment. And this reflects a pretty volatile session for Wall Street overnight, where US stocks sold off quite aggressively in the initial part of the session. And that was in response to a much weaker than expected retail sales report for the month of December. Retail sales fell by 1.2%, which was well below the flat outcome that most economists had expected. Even weaker when you take out the auto sales component. That measure was down by 1.9%. To bottom line it, it was the weakest retail sales outcome since the global financial crisis in 2009. And it just reinvigorated the conversation around the numerous headwinds that the US economy faces in the near term. There was also a suggestion that it is very unlikely that we'll see any moves on interest rates from the US Fed in the medium term. It also sparked concerns about what it means for earnings momentum as far as US companies are concerned in the next couple of quarters. And a voice was given to that issue with the weaker outlook painted by Coca-Cola for 2019, which saw its shares fall by around 7%. So as we move into the Asian session on the local front today, there won't be much in the way of economic news to focus on. We'll remain trained on the outcomes emerging from the company reporting season. But equally important, as far as the days ahead are concerned, the markets will be fixated on any sound bites emerging out of Beijing as the trade talks there conclude at a higher level. So that will be an important thing to keep an eye on. The Aussie dollar has firmed up on the back of US dollar weakness around those softer retail sales numbers. It's back to around 71 US cents.